Morning, Jade.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
I'm going well, mate. How are you going?
I'm going very well, thank you.
I'm happy. You're happy. Mick Wyman's not so much.
Yeah. Well, these things happen. I think your guys were good. It was good to see them get back in the winner's circle, and they're going well. I think they put them back in the eight.
Yeah, look, there's some new blokes in there that I don't really recognise, but gee, they're playing well.
Yeah, they're playing really well. It was good to see them gel and finally look like they're playing like a team. Looks like a lot of all that crap's out of it, and I think Rappin' I had one of his best games.
Yeah, he did, actually. Sometimes Jordan forgets to pass the ball to somebody that could score the try, but other than that, yeah, no, he's a really good player.
Yeah, he played really well. And then the Panthers were... It was another gutsy win over the Broncos. The last time we played the Broncos, they took it to us as well, and I think we were in control the whole game, but it wasn't a convincing win by any means.
No, it was an interesting win, that one, but, I mean, a win's a win at the end of the day.
Take the 2 points at the moment, absolutely.
Now, what about the Rabbitohs putting 60 points on the board?
Yeah, they're so hot and cold, though. They'll put 60 on one week and then get 60 put on them the next week is what was happening earlier. So hopefully they can go on with it and just push that top four spot and really secure it and make it a bit of a contest with Melbourne and Penrith at the top.
Well, when I saw that score, I thought maybe it was a typo because I thought, I can't be 60.
Yeah. Titans put 42 on too. They went all right.
What about the Seagulls? They put 44 on too.
Exactly, yeah. Has been some big scores, that's for sure, Kimmy.
And the Dragons going down to the Titans. Ah, geez, not happy.
Yeah, Mick won't be happy.
No, what was going on with the Dragons?
Hey?
What's going on with the Dragons?
Who knows what's going on. They were looking good early in the season, and now they're just, falling off the perch. And I don't know, Dufty leaving and a few other things happening. I don't know where the Hook's just trying to... I don't know, recreate a different culture, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. I was looking at the ladder because I thought the Raiders might have gone up a couple more, but they're actually still outside of the eight.
I thought they made it into the eight, so I was with you. I haven't actually looked at the ladder this morning, but I thought they did sneak into the eight with that win, so they must be just outside, are they?
Yeah, they're sitting at nine.
Yeah, okay. Doug's back in there, Kimmy. Keep the faith. You'll be right.
Well, I mean, it was another great weekend of rugby league. It was also a really good weekend of Group 16 local rugby league too, so we're lucky on the coast that our sports are still going ahead.
Yeah, we are very, very lucky. And I think the Cronulla Sharks were a big pick-up with Dale Finucane as well. I think that's a great pick-up for them for next year.
Yeah, look, I was really surprised at that because he's been with the Melbourne Storm for quite a long time now and I thought he was sort of just going to make his home there. But, yeah, what a nice move for him.
Yeah, good move for him and a great move for Cronulla.
Fantastic. Well, that's the weekend in rugby league for round 19. Can't wait for it this weekend, Jade.
That's it. Bring on Thursday.
See you. Have a good week.
See you, Kimmy.